pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God. Time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Agatha Samoa. In the headlines, informal sector workers encouraged to patronize third-tier pension scheme. Chartered Institute of Marketing Ghana to begin local examination. Midwives asked to accept postings to rural communities. Fresh clashes reported in Abidjan. AU closely monitors crisis in Burkina Faso. UN warns troops escorting aid to Libya against interruptions between military operations and relief work, and Western journalists killed in Libya. First, a summary with Sally Bosman.
Informal sector workers have been encouraged by labor and insurance experts to patronize the new Pension Act, which is designed to embrace the informal economy. This came to light at the Ghana TUC workshop for selected journalists in Accra. The president of the Chartered Institute of Marketing Ghana, Mrs. Shola Safododu, says the institute will start a local marketing examination to attract more students to the marketing profession. This, she said, is to address the challenges of higher standards of foreign examinations and high fees facing the institute. Mrs. Safododu made this known at the institute's annual general meeting in Accra. The First Lady, Mrs. Ernestina Nadu-Mills, has advised midwives to accept postings to rural areas, communicate effectively with the people, and help them to solve any challenges they face. Mrs. Nadu-Mills gave the advice at the official inauguration of the government-registered midwives group in Accra. UNA Chief Valerie Amos says there must be no interruptions and to relief work in Libya. This follows a decision by Britain, France and Italy to send small teams of military advisers to rebel fighting to topple Colonel Gaddafi. Ms. Amos explained that such interruptions could endanger the lives of aid workers. The crisis in Burkina Faso, which has been beset with violent protests, is being closely monitored by the African Union. The country has experienced a series of demonstrations, including military problem over the past 2 months, leaving several people dead. And an award-winning photographer is reported to have been killed in the Libyan city of Misrata while he was covering the crisis in that country. Tim Hetherington, together with the U.S. photographer Chris Hondras and two others, lost their lives during the unrest, and others sustained injuries.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Total.
The news in detail. Labour and insurance experts are worried about the lack of interest by informal sector workers to seek social protection. To the experts, social security is imperative in the face of old age and unforeseen circumstances. They are therefore entreating all Ghanaian workers, particularly those in the informal sector, to patronize a third-tier voluntary pension scheme under the new Pension Act, which is designed to embrace the informal economy. Radio Ghana's Rosemary Gazi took part in the Ghana TUC workshop for selected journalists on the third-tier pension scheme and now reports.
Ghana's constitution and the labor laws guarantee social and legal protection for workers in both the formal and informal economies. These include the right to fair wages, employment and income security. But the majority of workers, particularly those in the informal sector, who form more than 80% of the country's workforce, are either unaware of or unable to exercise these rights. The media workshop sought to educate workers on the changed pension landscape with emphasis on the third tier, which promises brighter future for those in the informal sector. The managing director, Smith Informal Sector Fund, Dr. Francis Sapara Grant, gave an overview of the new Pension Act, Act 766 of 2008, which brought about the three-tier pension scheme.
We now have 3 tiers, the mandatory basic national social security scheme to be administered by SNET. We have the second tier, that's the employer-sponsored but privately managed, and then we have the third tier, which is also voluntary privately managed pension schemes. Those in the informal economy who ordinarily will join the SNET pension scheme on voluntary basis now also have an opportunity to join other pension schemes which the law provides for their establishment.
General Manager Operations, SNET Informal Sector Fund, Kofi Poli, tells how the third tier differs from the first and second and the benefits accruing to it.
And the difference here is that, number one, this is a voluntary scheme. Secondly, payment of contributions is very flexible in terms of how much you want to pay, in terms of when you want to pay. And I think the third one is that there's a window for you to withdraw some of your contributions even before you retire or for that matter, there's a disability or for that matter, there's death. Yes, of course, people decide to invest in all kinds of things. But I say that take your destiny into your own hands.
Mrs. Rose Quay works with the Ghana Trades Union Congress, organizers of the workshop.
Through research, it has come to the notice of the Ghana TUC that the majority of informal economy operators are not covered under any pension scheme that is in the country. For this reason, TUC decided that it would be a good thing to have this workshop introduce the media personnel into the issues concerning the new pension reform.
Operators of the Smith Informal Sector Fund say 84,000 informal economy workers have so far registered with the scheme and are looking up to more to come on board for their individual good. For Radio Ghana, Rosen Gazi reporting.
The Chartered Institute of Marketing Ghana says high standards of foreign examinations and higher fees are the greatest challenges facing enrollment of students and members by the institute. To reverse the trend, the institute is taking steps to start a local marketing examination to attract more students into the marketing profession. The president of the Chartered Institute of Marketing Ghana, Mrs. Shola Safududu, who serves at the institute's annual general meeting in Accra, also raised concerns over the frequent changes of syllabus by foreign examiners. She said the institute is putting up a permanent structure to house the school, adding that work is about 70% complete. Mrs. Safududu said the institute has plans to appoint some of its members who will constantly make comments on national issues as part of measures to promote the marketing profession. Issues on low-income generation took center stage at the meeting. Mrs. Safududu was re-elected unopposed to run the affairs of the institute for the next 2 years. Experts say standards in the use of English language in schools, in the media, and at workplaces are falling. Speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News, an English language lecturer at the University of Cape Coast, Emmanuel Safum, attributed the phenomenon to the poor quality of teachers at the basic level of education. He proposed that teachers undergo refresher courses to update their knowledge.
The problem is multifaceted, and so you have the contribution of teachers, GES, and Minister of Education, that does the policy makers, parents, students, and we're also looking at the society as a whole. And today we are looking at the quality of the teachers of today. What is the standard of English of the teacher who teaches the students, especially at the primary school? So I think that there is a problem at the basic level, at the FHS level, where the students are supposed to build a strong foundation before they come to the university.
You made reference to the teacher and the kind of language that the teacher also uses. What can we do to the teacher? They are already teaching. What should be done with the teacher who has bad language?
From time to time, we need to train and retrain. And so the issue of the policy makers will come in, GES, Minister of Education. Now, language is dynamic. Language grows. And so when you train a teacher, in the course of time, you should be able to retrain the teacher. It's not just about being able to speak the language or write the language. It's also being able to teach it well, so that the students can get the right thing.
The director of Radio GBC, Yawisu Ado, called on media owners to design programs geared towards improving the fallen standards of the language.
The media can consciously run and design school programs aimed at the schools, or we can design programs aimed at the general public. You see, there are two kinds of ways we can help this.
Radio Ghana has everyday English. You think that can be replicated on other media?
That is what I expect if the standards are falling. That's what I expect, and we are all worried about. That is what I expect policymakers to be thinking about, or even the media owners voluntarily would think about, so that they would take it up as a social responsibility.
Director of Radio GBC, Yawisu Ado. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra, the major stories. Informal sector workers encouraged to patronize third-tier pension scheme. Chartered Institute of Marketing Ghana to begin local examination. Midwives asked to accept postings to rural communities. Fresh clashes reported in Abidjan. AU closely monitors crisis in Burkina Faso. UN warns troops is cutting aid to Libya against interruptions between military operations and relief work, and Western journalists killed in Libya. Do stay with us.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Total.
Welcome back. The First Lady, Mrs. Ernestina Nnamdi Mills, says one out of 16 women die from pregnancy or childbirth-related issues in sub-Saharan Africa. This, she said, is due to unsafe abortions, unmet family planning needs, and unintended pregnancies which put a strain on health service delivery. Speaking at the official inauguration of government-registered midwives groups in Accra, the First Lady asked midwives to accept postings to rural areas, communicate effectively with the people, and help them to solve any challenges they face. Here is a report by Antoinette Abba and Helen Kujo.
The First Lady, Ernestina Nnamdi Mills, said the country must make sexual and reproductive health a key issue in its developmental agenda. She called on midwives to design a realistic work plan that will make their goals achievable. The Deputy Minister of Health, Joseph Robert Metonunu, said government has provided 7 out of 10 regions with obstetric equipment in order to facilitate the working conditions of the personnel. He also called on the group to come out with useful recommendations that can improve the maternal mortality and infant morbidity in the country. The president of the midwives group, Hajia Rizwan Amwakunje, appealed to government for the refurbishment of labor wards across the country to facilitate effective delivery. She said a top-up program has been designed for diploma midwives at the Department of Nursing at KNUST and a degree program at the University of Cape Coast. The occasion was also used to unveil the group's logo.
A report by Anthony Taba and Helen Kujo. The Police Hospital Administration says the hospital's outpatient department, OPD, will be closed to the public from tomorrow 22nd to Sunday 24th of this month for a fumigation exercise. A statement signed by the Acting Director of Public Affairs, DSP Seifa Safa, said this is to ensure better services for its numerous clients. The OPD will therefore be opened to the public on Monday 25th April. The statement apologizes for any inconvenience the closure might cause to the public. A forestry and environment consultant, Elijah Danzo, has raised concerns over the rate at which the country's forest is fast depleting due to bad environmental practices. Addressing an editor's forum in Accra, Mr. Danzo said chainsaw mining and other activities pose a threat to the forest. He called on interest groups to ensure that these practices are stopped. Yaya Kwama was there and has filed this report.
The forum, dubbed Governance Initiative for Rights and Accountability in Forest Management, formed part of a forestry sustainable project being piloted in 7 regions. The project aims at reducing poverty and conserving the country's forest. According to a forest and environment consultant, Elijah Danso, about 80% of the country's forest reserve has already been used up. He called for an overhaul of the forestry concessions to timber and mining contractors, stressing that Ghana loses more than $100 million $1 million annually in timber processing alone. Zedansu noted that political and administrative victimization impede transparency and accountability in the management of forest resources. The communications coordinator of the project, Ruth Richardson, said the project has been able to build a capacity of about 95,000 people living in 30 communities of the 7 regions.
A report by Yaya Kwamwa. The Deputy General Superintendent of Assemblies of God, Reverend Dr. Paul Hemfania, has called for government pirate initiatives in training the youth for jobs in the emerging oil and gas industry. He said government's involvement and support in training programs will ensure the successful implementation of the local content policy, which is geared towards the full participation of Ghanaians in the industry. Reverend Paul Hemfania was speaking at the graduation ceremony of 1,000 youth from Sigma-based oil and gas training program in Takoradi. George Gansiangsen reports.
Sigma-based Technical Services is a GMPC-registered company which offers engineering and technical services to the emerging oil and gas industry and is also a member of the Ghana Oil and Gas Service Providers Association. The company has been accredited by the National Vocational and Technical Institute to train people for the downstream oil and gas industry, after which they take the NVTI certificate examination. The first batch of 1,000 youth completed courses in areas including civil and construction works, metal fabrication, pipe fitting, welding and electrical and mechanical engineering. The passing out ceremony was on the theme, preparing the Ghanaian youth for opportunities in the emerging oil and gas industry. The Deputy General Superintendent of Assemblies of God, Reverend Dr. Paul Henry Janning, who was the guest speaker, said training the Ghanaian youth for the emerging oil and gas industry should be both public and private partnership initiative. He said government's support in this area is very critical for any genuine private training center, especially in this period of the country's history of oil and gas discovery. This Reverend Dr. Janning said would greatly help to meet the significant local content participation in the industry. Otherwise, a successful implementation of the policy will be a mirage. He noted that some oil and gas training centers offer false hopes and expectations and programs and crash courses with certificates which are not recognized by both potential local and foreign employers. Consequently, Reverend Dr. Janning said centers approved and accredited by the NVTI, such as Sigma Technical Services and others, should be assisted by government. Yet
George Grant-Yangson reporting. Members of the Accra Metropolitan Assembly have called on the government appointee contesting for the presiding member position, Daniel Akushe, to step down. This comes after the Assembly sealed for the fifth time to elect a presiding member. Out of 128 Assembly members who voted, Mr. Akushe polled only 38 votes, as against the 85 votes polled by the former presiding member, Daniel Niado Bining. Some of the Assembly members Radio Ghana spoke to after the election put the blame on the executives for not handling the affairs of the Assembly well. The Assemblyman for Adrimbu Electoral Area of Mataheko, Robert Kwame Dadzi, said failure to elect a presiding member has grounded work within the Assembly. He said the executives are not working according to the rules and regulations of the Assembly. Government has refuted allegations that the Ghana embassy in Cote d'Ivoire has been closed down. The foreign minister, Alhaji Mohamed Mumuni, told Radio Ghana that government took a decision to evacuate the non-essential staff of the embassy at the height of the post-election violence. He said there is no antagonism between the government of Ghana and that of Cote d'Ivoire. He spoke to Yaya Kwamwa.
It is not true the Ghana embassy has been closed down. It is operating at a technical level. Indeed, in the heat of the moment when violence was escalating and the security had deteriorated considerably in the build-up to the arrest of Mr. Gbagbo, it was considered that the work environment in our mission in Abidjan was risky and was not safe for our staff to continue to operate. So government took a decision to evacuate non-essential staff of the mission and relocate them in Accra. A skeletal body continued running the mission, especially with regards to our program of evacuation of our citizens from that country. So all of the personnel who had no role to play in that particular assignment were evacuated. Our mission in Abidjan is open, has always remained open, and is still open.
Is the ambassador there or he's also in Ghana?
The ambassador from time to time was being recalled to come back home for consultation. And to the best of my knowledge, he is in Abidjan.
So when do you expect the non-essential staff to return to Abidjan?
Yes, we are monitoring the situation closely. And we are constantly evaluating the security situation. And as soon as it is adjudged or determined that the situation has returned to normalcy or that the situation no longer poses a danger to our staff, we will duly return them to the mission.
Critics say it's because of Ghana's foreign policy towards La Côte d'Ivoire during the post-election violence. That is why Ghana is afraid that her citizens might be hurt if they are there.
Definitely not true. We have the full diplomatic relations with that government. There is no antagonism whatsoever. And the perception that Ghana supported one side has long been debunked. It is indeed not true. When we talk about a present danger, we recall the situation of one of our staff members who missed a stray bullet just by some inches. He is very hot. The bullet had gone to lodge in his wound divider. This is just one instance talking about danger to our personnel. It has nothing to do with targeting or fear of any reprisal from any forces whatsoever.
The Minister of Foreign Affairs, Alhaji Mohamed Mumuni, will be back with more stories.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Total.
Welcome back. Ivorian security forces have launched fresh offensive in Abidjan to stamp out remaining militia and mercenaries loyal to former President Laurent Gbagbo who are holed up in an Abidjan neighborhood. Reports say there was no official comment from Mr. Ouattara's government, but a diplomat confirmed the operation and a member of the security forces who was involved said mopping up exercise is underway. The crisis in Burkina Faso, which has been beset by weeks of violent protests, is being closely monitored by the African Union. The country has experienced a series of unprecedented demonstrations over the past 2 months, including a chaotic army mutiny and student riots against police that left several people dead. The presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has congratulated Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan on his victory in the country's recent presidential elections. In a statement, Nana Akufo-Addo said the people of Nigeria have made a positive history by holding generally free, fair, transparent and peaceful elections. UN's aid chief Valerie Amos has warned against interruptions between military operations and relief work in Libya. Ms. Amos said there is no need to accept an EU offer of military escorts to protect aid deliveries. The UN's aid chief, who spoke after Britain, France and Italy, said they would send small teams of military advisers to rebels fighting to topple Colonel Gaddafi. He said military escorts could put aid workers and the delivery of their aid at risk. An award-winning British photographer has been killed while covering the crisis in the Libyan city of Misrata. Liverpool-born Tim Heatherton, 40, is said to have been killed in a rocket-propelled grenade attack. U.S. photographer Chris Hundreds, 41, was also killed and two others were injured. Leaders Ibrahim Chelsea were held in check by defending champions Ediana Stars at the Ajimabedu Park in Doma Hinko yesterday. Joseph Mugri's 2nd-minute goal was enough to hand a 3 points to the home team and throw spokes into the wheels of an impressive Chelsea side. Nonetheless, Chelsea have a 13-point lead to protect with half a dozen matches left on the calendar. Hassel folks stepped up their game and distanced themselves from relegation with a slender 1-0 win over Bisuan Drafts in Accra. Douglas Nkrumah struck four hearts in the first half and sent them to a mid-table position. Medeama Sports Club rallied from a goal down to draw 1-1 with Ashanti Gold at the TNA Park. Here are the other results. Edibiasi FC 4, BA Stars FC 1, Ediana Stars 1, Brekum Chelsea 0, Hasafolk 1, Drafts 0, Faisal 1, Wao Stars 3, Arsenal 0, Liberty 1, Hearts of Lions 2, House of Lions 0, Mighty Jets 0, and now Sally Bosman with the editorial of the Pilgrims.
The Daily Graphic encourages all Ghanaians to use the Easter period to take stock of their stewardship and make amends when necessary in order to contribute more to nation building. The paper thinks Ghanaians can achieve more if respect is accorded one another no matter a person's political affiliation. The Graphic therefore urges all Ghanaians to buy into the admonition by President Mills to use the Easter festivities to pray for the unity, peace and stability of the country. The Today newspaper says Easter should be celebrated solemnly and cautions those who will be having fun at the beaches to be cautious. The paper also warns those who will take advantage of the festivities to exhibit their sexual prowess to be mindful that there is a deadly disease called HIV and AIDS. Marking Easter in its true essence is the focus of the Ghanaian Times. It says in the quest for world peace and stability, it is important for world leaders to bear in mind the teachings of Christ on love and sacrifice. The paper is disheartened by the actions of some Christians whose lifestyles do not conform to the tenets of Christ. The Times calls on Christians and political parties to extend a hand of peace and love to others in the spirit of Easter.
To end the news, the main points again. Informal sector workers have been encouraged by labor and insurance experts to patronize the new pension act, which is designed to embrace the informal economy. The First Lady, Mrs. Ernestine Anadu-Mills, has advised midwives to accept postings to rural areas, and an award-winning photographer is reported to have been killed in the Libyan city of Misrata while covering the crisis in that country. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana in Accra.